are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave me a trip to the fantasy playoffs, baby.
Are you ready?
Let's go!
We are back! Welcome back to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now. Buddy, what's happening?
What's going on, man? What's going on? I'll tell you what's happening. I am so impressed by the Tennessee Titans defense on the Dolphins last night.
Yeah.
I will say, you know, they did lose the game and they kind of fumbled it in the last quarter, but it was a really good game and I was really impressed by the way the Titans played.
It was a good game. We're going to get to the quarterback situation on that in a little bit. How about old Patrick Mahomes throwing a temper tantrum on the sidelines?
Yeah, man. You know, I get it. I get it completely. I understand his frustration, but the thing is, you know, and I've already seen the several games that happened after that, people posting screenshots of people being offensive offsides and not getting called. And and it's just one of those things, like, I get it, it shouldn't have been called in that moment, but also he didn't do the right thing.
Exactly.
You know, and that's the rules. So you follow the rules or you lose.
Yeah. And as far as Patrick Mahomes and they're just making fun of him being a crybaby and all that, that's passion, bro. As far as I'm concerned, look, I am not a big fan of the Chiefs. Anybody who's watched the show could know that. But that's passion, bro. And I love to see guys get like that. I used to love it when Tom Brady, you know, would get nuts, man, and just, you know, call him a sore loser if you want, man. But that's passion. And then that's the kind of quarterback I want on my team, Trey.
And it's consistency, too. You know, his whole point was you shouldn't let a flag decide a big game in the final plays. You know, 2 weeks ago when they had the pass interference call on Marquez Valdes-Scantling that missed, he didn't complain about that.
Nope.
He said, you know, I'd rather let us just go out there and play, and that's what that is. And then this week he stayed consistent. He was like, that play defined the flag. The flag defined the game. That's what I don't like.
And for sure. Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. Hey, man, but we've got some waiver wire ads coming up in just a minute, guys. Before we get into that, though, we got to hear a word from our friends at Thrive Fantasy. Hey, guys, Thrive Fantasy's doing big things, helping people make money, man. Right now, new users get up to $250 deposit match by using our promo code 4thandflex. There's also a link down in the description. Listen, guys, Thrive Fantasy, pick'ems, head-to-heads. I mean, I'm winning money every Sunday over here on Thrive Fantasy, and I'm loving it, Trey.
No doubt, no doubt. Thrive Fantasy is where it's at. Stick around later in the show. We're going to do a little Thursday night Thrive Fantasy pick'em.
Yeah.
If you want to see exactly how it works, we'll be here doing it, showing you.
Absolutely, yeah. For you guys who are just kind of like, I don't know, I don't want to get on a new platform, we're going to do one live so you see how it's done. But we got some waiver wire ads for this week. Week 15, the fantasy playoffs are here finally. Real quick, Trey. Made the playoffs, of course, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. I was in seven leagues. I made the playoffs in six of them. I got three byes, so pretty good year.
Ooh,
for me.
Your boy killing it over there. Yeah. I'm an eight. I made five, I believe. So doing all right. Doing all right. But again, let's get to some quarterback waiver wire ads for week 15, my friend. I'm going to pop it off here. Start off with old Bailey Zappi. If you're willing to risk your team, your first week of the fantasy playoffs on Bailey Zappi, man, he's only 5% rostered in sleeper leagues, went 19 of 28, 240 yards, three touchdowns. Here's my deal when it comes to Bailey Zappi. The Patriots are out of playoff contention. So right now, Bailey Zappi, he's playing for a job next year. And I want a guy who's got that kind of passion on my team and who wants a job next year.
Yeah, man. You know, Bailey Zappe, the way I see it is, you know, he's going out there. He's putting up all his efforts that he's got. Now, granted, they do have Kansas City matchup this week, but, you know, people have been putting up numbers on Kansas City, and I don't hold it past the Patriots and the way this offense plays. You know, they're playing on a high caliber, and they're going to play against a high caliber team. But one of the things a lot of people do is when they try to decide matchups, they try to go for an easy matchup. But that's not always the best case, because when you go against an easy matchup, a lot of times they end up running the ball the second half of the game. You want a matchup where it's going to be a battle, so that way quarterbacks are just chucking it, trying to, you know, one person's in the lead, next person's in the lead. You got to get back in the lead. And that's the kind of game I feel like this is going to be. So I like Bailey Zappe.
Absolutely, man. Bailey Zappe. I seen a video, man, where he come in celebrating with the offensive coordinator, right? Looks over at Bill Belichick, man, and he's just like, thanks, sir. Congratulations, sir. Yeah, just the difference.
I saw that video.
Just the difference in the way he greeted the offensive coordinator, Bill O'Brien, and then Bill Belichick. It was just awesome, man. I love that.
No doubt. But moving on to our next quarterback waiver wire ad, Jake Browning, baby. Browning completed 18 of 24 passes for 275 yards and two touchdowns. He had one interception, but he also added three rushes for 7 yards and another touchdown, rushing touchdown. He's had two back-to-back great performances. We know this Bengal team is good. I mean, we know what they can do with Burrow. And if Browning seems manageable enough, I think you should throw him in there, especially in super flex leagues. You know, especially if you got an injury at QB, I think Jake Browning is going to be a great fill-in for your playoffs.
Absolutely. All those guys, Justin Herbert went out. Herbert hasn't been doing much, honestly, anyway. I mean, throw Jake Browning in there. He's doing amazing. He's dropping back. I mean, his passer rating has been phenomenal in each game that he's played. I mean, that just goes to show you, man, if you've got playmakers on the sidelines, I mean, you got a decent quarterback, a decent offensive line, man. Jake Browning can do it for you, Trey. I like it.
Yeah, man. And I say that out of every quarterback on the waiver wire, probably in your league right now, I think Jake Browning is the one most likely to win you your playoffs if any of them do. You feel me there?
Absolutely. Yeah, man. I mean, dude went off last week. Just outstanding. Just that's a fantasy QB that I want. You know, I mean, that's the kind of performance I want each week, Trey.
No doubt.
Yeah, Jake Browning, man. Great ad, Trey. But let's move on to the next add on our quarterback waiver wire list. It's going to be Will Levis. Okay, look, we saw Will Levis come out and kill it. First game, 4 touchdowns, killing it, doing his thing. And then he had a couple games that weren't so great. But now he has another game. 23 of 38, threw for 327 yards, 1 touchdown. He's still only 25% rostered. Will Levis, man, has got a cannon. If he's getting the right protection, he's going to kill it, man. I think Will Levis is a great ad for your team.
Yeah, man, and the way him and D-Hop were connected, I mean, it looked like they've really grown together through practice. And, I mean, some of those deep passes and the way they were playing together, I was really impressed. The heart that Will Levis had on the sidelines, I mean, I would watch him, and it amped me up on the couch. So I'm really excited about Will Levis, and I think he's really going to be good for this Titans team, but he's also going to be good for your fantasy team in the playoffs if you need him.
Yes, sir.
Moving on to our last quarterback waiver wire ad, it's your boy Joe Flacco, only 9% rostered in sleeper leagues. He had 26 of 45 for 311 and 3 touchdowns. Now, Stefanski told reporters that Flacco will be the quarterback remainder of the season. He did get put back to the practice squad, but he'll either be elevated from the practice squad before the Bears game, or he'll sign with the team outright. So until then, you know, he's definitely going to be the guy going forward. So if you need Joe Flacco, I mean, the dude's putting up numbers. We've seen him do it before. You know, what an amazing idea would for it be for Joe Flacco to win your fantasy league in 2023.
Ooh, yeah, no doubt, my friend. Yeah, Joe Flacco coming off the bench, coming off the couch, honestly.
Right.
Just to kill it for your fantasy team. Yeah, a lot of maneuvering with him going to back to the practice squad and doing all this. But I honestly think that's just roster moving around, trying to make him fit where he's going to be. I mean, they're not going to name him the starting quarterback and then take him and throw him on the practice squad for no reason, Trey.
Right, exactly.
Yes, sir. Joe Flacco, quarterback waiver wire ads. Yo, man, Joe, down in the comments. I see your question, buddy. I'm going to get to it, but we got to get through these waiver wire ads. Let's jump to the running backs, man. We got some decent running back waiver wire ads for you this week, and I'm going to start our list off with Chase Brown, 13% rostered in sleeper leagues, went 3 catches for 80 yards, 1 touchdown, 8 carries for 25. Look, man, Jake Browning is he likes Chase Brown, man, and they've got some kind of connection, obviously, because ever since he stepped up behind the plate, man, Chase Brown has killed it, man. 80 yards, a touchdown. Chase Brown is somebody, dude, that you can definitely grab, especially at only 13% rostered.
Yeah, man, you know, Chase Brown getting in there, getting some work. I like what I see, and I think he'd definitely be a good flex for your team.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. David in the comments from YouTube. What's up, fellas? Long season coming to an end. It's playoff time.
Yes, sir. No doubt about it.
Yes, sir. And Pay King down in the comments. Again, I see your question. We're going to get to him, buddy. I promise you.
Jump into our next running back waiver wire ad. This man has been on our waiver wire back and forth all year. If you haven't grabbed him up, you need to. That's Ty Chandler, who is still only 30% rostered in sleeper leagues. Chandler carried the ball 12 times for 35 yards and caught all 3 of his targets for 7 yards. He took over as the Vikings' number one back after Madison's ankle left the game on the first drive of the second half. Chandler would end up tying his season high in touches. And depending on Madison's injury going forward, Chandler could be the starter in week 15. I think even if he's not the starter, Madison's not going to be 100% with this ankle injury. So I like Ty Chandler a lot in week 15.
Absolutely, man. A terrible offense, but there are some bright spots in it for fantasy at least. And Ty Chandler is one of those. I'm pretty sure Madison's not going to play. Don't quote me because we still haven't seen the whole injury report there. But if Ty Chandler doesn't play, dude, you just got a running back one starting your playoffs, man. So I love Ty Chandler as an ad trade.
No doubt. And then Nick Mullins coming in at QB, Joshua Dobbs getting benched. Obviously that's going to change the dynamic of the team, but they're still going to rely on their running backs pretty heavily, I'm sure.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. I like it. Moving on to the next running back waiver wire ad, week 15, Jerick McKinnon. There is a lot of questions. Is it Clyde? Is it Jerick? Turns out it was kind of both of them. Honestly, Jerick McKinnon, it may be kind of a riskier start, but if you're looking for a good flex option this week for your fantasy playoffs, Jerick McKinnon can do it. He's 48% rostered in sleeper leagues. 3 catches, 18 yards, 4 catch carries for 19 yards. Again, he is a risky option, but the Chiefs like to get him, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs like to get him the ball on the outside, man, and all it's going to take is one beautiful run for Jerick McKinnon to be a great ad this week.
Yeah, man, I remember last year Jerick McKinnon moving me through the playoffs, so I like the idea of it. The Patriots defense does scare me a little bit, but I know the Chiefs and this offense are definitely going to put up numbers regardless who they're playing. And Jerick McKinnon, man, you know, with the way he gets those catches out there, and he's got the speed, so if they give him the ball, he can do it, so I like it.
Sure can, buddy.
Moving on to our last running back waiver wire ad, it's Deonta Foreman, who is only 41% rostered in sleeper. I guess a lot of people dropped him a couple weeks ago, but Foreman rushed the ball 11 times for 50 yards. He added 2 catches on 3 targets for 22 yards, and he led the Chicago backfield with 13 total touches. Khalil Herbert only had 3 and only 1 for Roschon Johnson. Obviously, Justin Fields also going to take away some of his carries, but his carries are enough to flex him with hopes that he finds a touchdown end zone. So I like Deonta Foreman to really get in there and do some work for your team.
Absolutely, man. Deonta Foreman, coming off the bench, he got most of the snaps for this team. I know it's scary having that three-headed monster with Roschon, Khalil Herbert, and Foreman, but as soon as Foreman came up healthy, he was holding it down, man. Like I said, I think it was like a 56% snap share for Deonta Foreman in that game. So, I mean, if Deonta Foreman's out there, man, you need to grab this guy up for sure, Trey.
Without a doubt.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Guys, those are the running back waiver wire ads for week 15. Let's get to some wide receivers, man. I know people are excited to get some of that. Jumping to my first guy on the list, it's Curtis Samuel coming off the bye, okay? 45% rostered somehow in sleeper leagues. Listen, in week 13, he got four catches for 65 yards, led the team in receiving yards, tied somebody in receptions for that week, man. Sam Howell, Curtis Samuel, they've got something, obviously, going on here. I was tired of playing is it going to be Jahan Dotson or is it going to be Curtis Samuel this week? It seems like it's going to be Curtis Samuel every week now, man. And they're starting to figure it out, and he's getting open, man. So get Curtis Samuel, man. He'd be a great flex option for you this week, Trey.
No doubt, man. Curtis Samuel, I've grabbed him up in several leagues, you know, especially being on that bye. He's most likely available for you. And the dude has been putting up numbers the past couple of weeks. I really like what I see out of this dude. I'm finally glad that they kind of decided, like you said, between Jahan Dotson and Curtis Samuel, because now it gives me somebody to throw out there for my playoffs. So I love it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Guys, I do see your questions down in the comments. Please don't forget to hit that like button for you boys. We are going to answer these start and sit questions here in just a little bit, guys. So stick with us. We will get to them, Trey.
Moving on to our next wide receiver waiver wire ad, it's DeMarcus Robinson, who is still 0% rostered in sleeper league. So if you saw us last week, you probably were a little worried. Well, this week he's kind of showed you that he actually is doing his thing. You know, he only got three catches, but he had 10 targets and he got 46 yards and a touchdown. He tied the team for lead in targets with Cooper Kupp. Tutu Atwell left the game in the second quarter. He's being evaluated for a concussion. So I know Puka's going to be back on this next game. But Stafford and this team is really starting to look to spread the ball around. And I mean, 10 targets to Kupp, 10 targets to Robinson. You know, take another 5 to 6 away from them for Puka. And I like DeMarcus Robinson as a good flex option in the playoffs.
Definitely, buddy, especially if Tutu Atwell is not in the game. DeMarcus Robinson, good flex option. You're right, man. I love that. I love that ad, Trey. Good stuff. Good stuff. Moving on to the next wide receiver waiver wire ad. It's got to be Zay Jones, a guy that's been hanging out on the injury report a lot of the season. 42% rostered in sleeper leagues. Here's the thing with Zay Jones. Look, Christian Kirk is not playing. He's on IR. He's done for your fantasy season. So if you need somebody to fill in, listen to the snap share for Zay Jones, okay, in the last two games. 84% last game, 93% in the game before that. Listen, Zay Jones, he has this way of getting open and making big plays. It's only going to take one or two for him to be a smash start this week, Trey. So you need to grab Zay Jones on your team, Trey.
Yeah, definitely with Trevor Lawrence out there coming back and rocking it out. I mean, I expected him to miss a couple weeks, but apparently not, you know. And you know, he's got history with Zay Jones. They've already established that connection for them. Zay Jones finally coming off an injury. And like you said, Christian Kirk being on IR, I think it's all things point to yes when it comes to adding Zay Jones.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely.
Moving on to our last wide receiver waiver wire ad. It's your boy Odell Beckham Jr., 52% rostered on sleeper, so a little higher, but if he's available, I mean, this dude is a smash ad in my opinion. He had four catches on 10 targets for 97 yards and a touchdown. He tied the team for lead in targets with Zay Flowers, though he did lead the way in yardage thanks to several big plays. Now, he's coming up against the Jags, whose secondary has been struggling major. And the way Odell likes to catch the ball is deep down the field, which is exactly what you want for fantasy. I think he's going to be a great ad for the playoffs and really help people win their leagues.
Yeah, Odell Beckham, man, coming in, doing his thing, looking like the Odell Beckham from back in the day, man, who was killing it. Hopefully he can keep this thing going, man. With all the injury concerns, man, I'm worried he's going to jerk left, jerk right, get hurt. Hopefully that doesn't happen, man. Odell Beckham Jr., a good ad for your team in these playoffs, Trey.
Yeah, man, and that's one of the things, you know, it's the hardest thing to decide, you know, because when you have an injury in the regular season, you're like, okay, well, I might take a L this week, but I'll just keep pushing and win out. But when you're in the playoffs and you have a big injury, you know, it's over. That's it. You're done. But I try not to even think about injury things like that, you know, because that's the kind of stuff you can't control. You want to start your best players regardless of you think how they're going to get hurt, you know, and if they do, you know, it's obviously it wasn't your year. You know, don't hate the player, hate the game. But, You know, I get it completely. I just think that, you know, you start your best players and you go out there and you give it your all.
It's all you can do, buddy. All you can do, man. Those are the wide receiver waiver wire ads for week 15. Let's get to the big fellas now, Trey. Let's get to a couple tight ends that you can add this week for those playoffs. Starting off on our list, man, Tucker Kraft. Due to injury, this guy was the next guy up, and he's doing his thing, buddy. I'm loving what I'm seeing out of Tucker Kraft. Only 15% rostered in sleeper leagues. He went 4 catches for 64 yards, had the longest reception of the night on Monday Night Football between either team, okay? 43-yard catch, man. Tucker Kraft went in there. I placed an over-under on his bet on Tucker Kraft, and your boy killed it for me, man. Tucker Kraft, a great ad for your team, especially if you need a tight end, buddy.
Yeah, for sure. And the way Jordan Love likes to play, you know, he likes to play from behind because he loves to throw the ball. And Tucker Kraft is the one catching him. So I'm loving me some Tucker Kraft, man. This Green Bay offense, I don't know. I in the beginning of the year, I was really worried about how they perform, but they're really showing up for fantasy purposes.
They really are, buddy. They really are, man. Green Bay's killing it, buddy. I think they're playing the Bucks next week, and I already know who you're going to pick in that game, my friend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Moving on to our next tight end waiver wire ad, we've got Tanner Hudson, 7% rostered in sleeper leagues. He had a touchdown catch and had 2 catches for 21 yards on 3 targets. Obviously, not a lot of volume, but he did get the touchdown. His snap share has decreased a little bit. It was only 36% in week 11, but he still found a way to make an impact in this game. I think that going forward, the way Jake Browning is playing, I think Tanner Hudson is going to be an end zone target for him. And you know, you're with Tanner Hudson, you're really banking on a touchdown upside, but if you're just devastated at tight end, you could definitely have worse options.
Absolutely, buddy. I played Tanner Hudson last week. He did all right. I mean, as far as a tight end position goes, you can't really expect too much. So if you get a guy that gets over 50 yards, you probably did all right, Trey.
No doubt. No doubt.
Tommy popping in the comments. What's up, Tommy? Over on YouTube.
What up, Tommy?
What's happening, my guy? Thanks for popping in. Hit that like button for us, guys. If you have not done so already, subscribe to Fourth and Flex. We appreciate the love.
Yes, sir.
Speaking of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, moving on to my next tight end waiver wire ad. It's got to be Cade Otton, still 39% rostered. I'm assuming after last week, those numbers jumped back down. 2 catches, 16 yards. But he got a touchdown on the last drive of the game. Look, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Baker Mayfield likes Cade Otton. He trusted him in the biggest moment of the game to win the game. Cade Otton, man, he plays a lot of snaps on this offense, and he can help you out.
For sure, man. You know, we've talked about Cade Otton all year. I love this kid. You know, when the Bucs are doing something, they're actually showing up for the games. Cade Otton is showing up. So you know, you got to keep that consistency in mind. But I love me some Cade Otton, and I'm excited to see him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Moving on to our last tight end waiver wire ad, a guy we haven't talked about since he was tight end 1 and 2 in week 1 and 2, Hunter Henry, who is only 21% rostered in sleeper leagues. He brought in all 3 targets for 40 yards and 2 touchdowns. Henry had only crossed the goal line once since week 2, prior to Thursday, and it remains to be seen if he'll be able to replicate those numbers. But let me tell you something with Hunter Henry. Not a lot of tight ends this year. Any of the tight ends have 2 touchdowns. Not a lot of them have 2 touchdowns in 1 game. This dude has multiple games with 2 touchdowns. All I'm saying is that kind of ceiling is hard to find on the waiver wire. Obviously, his floor is 0, but his ceiling is 2 touchdowns or more. You know, I think last year he had a game with 3. So you never know what you're going to get out of Hunter Henry. But this dude is a target monster when it comes to the end zone. So if you're looking for some upside, Hunter Henry will give it to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hunter Henry. I'm glad to see him back on the waiver wire list. Yeah, like you said, man, touchdown upside. When he's on, he's on. But when he's off, he's off. If the offense is firing on all cylinders, then I promise you Hunter Henry is getting catches, man. It's a great ad for your team this week, buddy. Great ad.
No doubt. No doubt.
Mr. Bakes-A-Lot was good, homies. What's happening, Mr.
What Banks? Up? What up?
Good to see you, buddy. Good to see you. Thanks for popping in, man. Hit that like button, guys. If you haven't done that already, man, we appreciate the love. But hey, that is our tight end waiver wire ads. That's all our waiver wire ads for week 15. We got some good ones going in, but now it's that time where we get a little bit of streaming options for some defenses. If you're still playing defenses in your leagues, with a little bit of Trey's top three D.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. These are just some streaming options for week 15. If you play defenses in your league, these are the leagues I am targeting on the wire. I've got the Raiders versus the Chargers. Obviously, Justin Herbert out. I think this Raiders defense can capitalize and put up some points for you. Next, I've got the Titans versus the Texans. This is kind of contingent on CJ Stroud. He is in concussion protocol. If he doesn't play and the way those Titans defense played last night, I think it's going to be a really great game for Titans defense. And then lastly, I've got the Falcons versus the Panthers. And obviously, it's because it's versus the Panthers. It's one of those things like, you know, I think, what was it last year, the year before, we just followed the Lions. Yeah. Now we're just following the Panthers. So it's kind of how it works. So get you some Falcons out there too.
Follow the Panthers, indeed. I think it was either last year or the year before I was following the Jets. Yeah. So just follow those terrible teams on your defenses. You generally find you a good one, Trey.
No doubt.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. Thank you, buddy, for your top three streaming defenses for week 15. Now it's time for the gag bag. The gag bag are people that we are done with, players we do not want on our roster anymore. We're dropping them like they're hot. Trey, who do you got in the gag bag this week?
So this week, my guy in the gag bag, and I think I might have thrown him in the gag bag in like week three. But he had a couple good weeks there because of the way the offense shifted, but he's back in my book. You know, this dude, you need to drop him, get him off your team. I do not want this dude on my roster in the playoffs because all he's going to do is disappoint me. And that is Gus Edwards, man. Get him out.
Yeah. Gus Edwards. Yeah, man. He started off good and then he started off terrible and then he kind of got a resurgence. Like, here he comes. But now Gus Edwards, throw him in the gag bag. Gross. My gag bagger this week may surprise a few people, and honestly, it kind of surprises me a little bit too, and that is Romeo Doubs. You don't like that one, huh?
No, I agree.
It's tough, mean, but here's the deal with Romeo Doubs. I'm tired of waiting for Romeo Doubs this week to bust off. I went back looking at his points in leagues. Man, I haven't seen anything over a 15-point game since like week seven or something like that. And honestly, I really it hurts me because I really love this guy. Even when Christian Watson was out, he didn't find ways to be a fantasy relevant. So that being said, Romeo Doubs, throw him in the gag bag.
Yeah, man, it's tough. You know, I get it, though, man. Romeo Doubs, he's been all year. He's been my guy where if I don't have anyone else to start, I'm throwing in Romeo Doubs in hopes that he does something. And he almost never does. And a couple times I should have started other guys over him, like a Curtis Samuel or something like that. But he's definitely disappointed me quite a bit, a lot more than he's helped me. So I get it completely.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely. That is the gag bag. Players we're done with, throw them in the gag bag. All right, now it's time for a newer segment here on the show that we've added to the Waiver Wire show, and that's Making Bets with Bandy, brought to you in part by Thrive Fantasy, big sponsors of this show, sponsoring this episode right here. We're going to get to a pick'em here for the folks at home. Let's see what we got going on here on the list, Trey. We're just going to pick some over-unders here. So
I tell you, before you even start, I want the over on Austin Eckler, baby, because with Justin Herbert out, Eckler's going to shine.
All right. Over on Austin Eckler. I've got over 46.5 rushing yards. You like that?
What's the receiving yards?
26.5.
Oof. That's tough. You know, if it was Justin Herbert in the game, the receiving yards would be a no-brainer. But I think I still go receiving yards because he's more of a PPR back, man. He really don't run as much. I think 20 receiving yards, like 26 receiving yards, I think he gets that easy. No problem.
Easy. I'm smashing the over on Austin Eckler, 26.5 receiving yards. How about old Easton Stick, 190.5 yards?
Man, I don't even know if I want to touch that.
I know. I'm with you. I feel the exact same way. Well, last week we're like, Bailey Zappi against that Steelers defense. No way he's going to do that, right?
Yeah.
Smashed it. Aiden O'Connell over 205.5 or under?
I don't hate the over 205, honestly.
Really? Yeah. For Aiden O'Connell, yeah, a 3-point game last week?
I mean, I get it. But, these defenses are not the same. You know, the Chargers defense are not the Vikings defense. That's all I'm saying.
Well, let's just see what else we got going on. Davante Adams, 68.5. Michael Mayer, 18.5. Jacoby Myers, 42.5. And I got Hunter Henry, 25.5. I like taking the under on Jacoby's 42.5. What do you think?
I do. I like the under, but I like the over on Davante Adams.
Yeah. So we'll go under there. We'll go over there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want one more, buddy. One more. Hunter Renfro, 25.5.
I don't see it.
You don't see it, huh?
I would honestly be happy with taking the under on Hunter Renfro.
You want to do that?
I don't see him getting two catches.
Okay. All right, then. Let's see what we got here. We'll take the under there. 25.5. Hunter Renfro, man, somebody who was really did some good things for us a year or two ago, right?
Yeah, man. Last year he was a PPR monster, but the quarterback changed. Derek Carr is no longer there, and Hunter Renfro is no longer relevant.
Exactly. So let's take a look, man. Oh, in a review, we got Austin Eckler over 26.5 receiving yards. Davante Adams over 68.5 receiving yards. We got Jacoby Myers under 42.5 receiving yards. And we got Hunter Renfro under 25.5 yards. Let's see here. $5 makes us $51. I like it, buddy. I like it.
Me too, man. Cash it in.
Let's do it. We're in there. We are in there, man. Good stuff, man. Thrive Fantasy, guys. Check him out right now. $250 deposit match. Not like these other guys doing $100. These guys are going to throw you $250. There's a link down in the description. Use that or use the promo code 4thandflex when you download the Thrive Fantasy app.
Yes, sir.
Good stuff, man. I love it, man. I love the pick'ems. I mean, it gets me going, man. It makes the game even more fun.
For sure.
But now it's time for our Thursday night football starts and sits. Again, guys, I do see your questions, and we're going to get to them here in just a minute, right after these starts and sits for Thursday night football. This week, we've got the Chargers at the Raiders.
Over-under for this game is 50.5 points. Vegas have the Chargers picked to win by 4. I'm taking the Raiders here, man. I don't know if that line was set before Justin Herbert got hurt, but I just don't see it. You know, Aiden O'Connell's been on this offense for a while, long enough to be more defined than the Chargers, and I think that the Raiders end up pulling off the victory.
I think what's going to come down to is who's got more playmakers on their side, and I think the Raiders probably do, and I think that's why I got to take the Raiders in this game, Trey.
Yeah, man, definitely.
But yeah, let's get to some Chargers starts in this game. It's going to be the trilogy again. The only ones I do trust, Austin Eckler, Keenan Allen, and then Gerald Everett. Okay. That wasn't the original trilogy. Herbert was in there as the original trilogy, but Everett, I think, is a good start at tight end. I feel like Stick is going to check it down to a man and Everett's going to get his stuff tracked.
Yeah, I just want to say, though, for you Keenan Allen owners, don't expect Herbert numbers, you know, with Stick. Keenan Allen's still startable for sure, but he's not going to put up no 50-60-point game.
You hear the sadness in Trey's voice? That's because he is a Keenan Allen owner.
You're damn right.
And he felt it last week, didn't you, buddy?
Oh, for sure. Still got the dub, though.
Yeah, they got it. Yeah, he did.
Jumping to the Raiders starts, Davante Adams, I think you can start him. Jacoby Myers, you know, he's just not put up enough numbers, I think, for the playoffs, so I would keep him on the bench. Josh Jacobs did not practice on Monday with his knee injury. If he doesn't play, it's going to be a split between Amir Abdullah and Zamir White. And personally, I like Amir Abdullah in PPR formats. I think he's getting more of the targets, and I think I would lean that way. But regardless, I don't want to start either one of them. And Michael Mayer, I'm not starting him either. So,
Yeah, it's, man, we've had a lot of rough games, primetime games this year. And I just feel like this is going to be another one. A lot of battles of the backup quarterbacks this year, buddy.
Yeah, man, a lot of hurt quarterbacks. You know, if you were lucky to draft a guy that isn't injured right now, then you did it right.
Give me Josh Allen for the win. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thursday night football starts and sits. I mean, it's a game, and it's on, you know. I'll watch it.
I'll put it on.
I'm not super excited about it, but I'm going to watch it.
I'll start the defense.
Exactly, exactly. All right, guys. I do see all your questions down in the comments. We're going to get to them right now, man. Let's start it off with Yo Man Joe over on Twitch. I need to start two running backs. Who y'all think I should start? Warren, Brian Robinson, Aaron Jones, also have A.J. Dillon's for a Jones backup.
Well, for me, I'm going Brian Robinson over Jalen Warren, and I'm not starting Aaron Jones regardless if he plays. I would rather start A.J. Dillon even if Aaron Jones plays. You can't rely on Aaron Jones this year. He's not done anything to show that he can be reliable, and even when he's in the game, A.J. Dillon normally has a better game. So I would go A.J. Dillon and Brian Robinson.
Here's the problem with these, buddy. Brian Robinson coming off a bye but was injured. Is he going to play? Aaron Jones, he hasn't played in 4 weeks with the ankle injury. Is he going to play? So really, it's looking like if these two guys don't play, you're going to have to start Warren and A.J. Dillon.
Yeah, no, and I agree with you there. I mean, obviously, but barring injury, you'll have to do what you have to do, but it's a good question.
I would go Brian Robinson and A.J. Dillon, right?
Right.
I mean,
barring injury, of course.
A.J. Dillon is playing the Bucs. That doesn't mean anything anymore. People are running all over the Bucs, and I think A.J. Dillon is probably going to have a good game against us. I'm not happy about it, but that's how it's going to be.
Thank you for the question, Yo Man Joe.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Peking over on YouTube, man. Geno Smith, Stafford, or Browning? Stafford, I believe, is got a good matchup this week.
Yeah, man, the way I look at this is it really depends on your matchup, what your opponent looks like. If your opponent is predicted to destroy you in the playoffs, I would go Browning for the crazy upside. But if you're looking pretty even, 50-50, maybe you're 51, 55, something like that, I lean Stafford for the more consistent route there.
I just feel like you got to ride the lightning and go with Browning, right?
I mean, you know what? If you're that's what I say. Like, it really depends on how you feel. If you feel confident in you winning this week, you know, don't take the chance.
Yeah, I agree.
But if you're looking like you need a dub and you're struggling, you're missing some players, you know, go Browning for the upside. Ride the lightning.
Definitely exactly. Needs a dub, right? It's the playoffs.
Yeah, but I'm saying like if you need a dub in the position because you're struggling everywhere else.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I agree. Yeah, Stafford going off lately, hitting them touch tutties. Geno, he's on and off. You don't know what he's going to do. Browning, he's had a couple good games, but is this going to be another good game, or is he going to show us why he's a backup, you know?
That's what's scary. That's
exactly.
What's scary.
So you might have to go with Stafford. I do think he has the better matchup, but I don't hate Browning either. Let's go to the next one, buddy. TS over on YouTube. What's happening, TS, my boy? Puka or Mostert? Flex PPR.
Yeah, man, to me, it's Mostert here. You know, with the way the Rams have kind of changed their offense a little bit, you know, they're shuffling the ball to Kupp, to DeMarcus Robinson, to their tight end, to Puka. You know, it's not the Puka of the first couple weeks where he was just eating up all the targets. You know, they got different receivers to throw the ball to now, and that worries me a little bit. I think Mostert, you know, obviously he's splitting with A-Chain, but I like him more for fantasy purposes.
Yeah, buddy, yeah. I like Mostert too. With Tutu Atwell out, I feel like Puka's going to get more work. But I just like the way the Dolphins have been playing lately has been some, I like to call it the ketchup and Mostert. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
like A-Chain's the ketchup. You know, already know what Mostert is. You know what I mean, man? So I like Mostert in there too, man. I agree with you, Trey. We got another one here. Tommy, with Nico Collins down, should I scoop up Odell or start Hollywood? A.J. Brown is my other wide receiver.
I think you got to scoop up Odell here, man. I think Odell really is going to put you over the top in your fantasy.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I don't want to agree, but I agree. Grab Odell. Makes sense, buddy. Makes sense. Mr. Bakes a lot. Would you rather have Ridley and Nick Bosa rest of season or Ridley and Bijan, but you got to give up Nico?
Yeah, man. So to me, you know, giving up Nico really isn't much right now. I mean, he's injured. CJ Stroud is in concussion protocol. And I mean, has Nico really done much the last several weeks? I mean, I know Tank Dell is hurt and we're hoping for a shine on Nico, but are you going to risk your fantasy playoffs on a guy who hasn't put up numbers in several weeks and coming off an injury? You know, I think I would go Ridley and Bijan and give up Nico.
I agree, man. I'm taking that Ridley and Bijan for sure. Bijan has been on a tear lately.
Finally.
Right. And you have to win. You have to win this week.
No doubt. No doubt.
Peg King says Flacco or Levis.
Ooh, that's a tough one for me, but you know, I can't. I don't know their matchups off the top of my head right now. But to be honest with you, I lean Flacco for Flacco puts up more yards. You know, Levis is more. You know, they've got Derrick Henry. They can run the ball and get touchdowns. You know, Flacco is throwing the ball heavy. So I lean Flacco for the upside.
Right, and I feel like that. I feel like the Titans changed the script. Like when they seen that the run game, he wasn't getting much going in the run game, they're like, all right, then we need to start throwing the ball. And that's what they did. Now, listen, if Derrick Henry goes out there and he's killing it, which in the fantasy playoffs, Derrick Henry and the Titans have a great, great fantasy playoff schedule, then they're going to keep running the ball. And Levis isn't going to get his stuff, man. Flacco has to throw because his running backs are Ford and Hunt. So
R.I.P. Nick Chubb.
R.I.P. Nick Chubb, yeah. Pour some out for my guy.
Right. I hope he comes back, man. I really do.
He will next year. Better luck next year. Oh, right. Tommy got a question for us. My lineup, Stroud or Lawrence, A.J. Brown, Odell, Kyren Williams, Barkley, Goddard, James Cook, and Niners. Thoughts?
Yeah, if you're asking C.J. Stroud or Trevor Lawrence, I think it obviously depends if Stroud plays. If he does, I think I'd go Stroud. AJ Brown, Odell, yeah. Kyren Williams, Barkley, Goddard, James Cook, and Niners D. I love the rest of your team.
Yeah, good stuff. There's a reason you're in the playoffs, my friend. Reason you're in the playoffs. It's not just because you've been watching Fourth and Flex all year.
But it does help.
Yes, sir, it does. Yes, sir, it does, man. Great questions down in the comments, man. I love it, guys. Thank you guys for asking all these questions, man. Don't forget to hit that like button for your boys over here, man. It makes the wings the world to us. And subscribe if you haven't done that already, man, because we got some hotness over here. We're throwing it out. But yeah, guys, don't forget to check out our Patreon, man. Get some exclusive content over on Patreon, patreon.com/fourthandflex. Become a part of the family over here. And then another thing, man, I talk about this every week, but it just keeps slipping my mind. What was it again?
That we got merch.
We do got merch, man. Hey, support your boys over here on Fourth and Flex. Go down in the description, man. Buy you a hat. Rock that bad boy. Take a picture of yourself, man. We'll put it here live on the show, man.
Do it.
Do it indeed. Trey, I'm going to put you on the spot here, my friend. I'm going to put you on the spot, man. Week one fantasy playoffs. What do you got for us?
Look, man, if you're here, you've made it. You've done what you had to do. You know, you've worked all year to get to this point. Don't overthink it. Start your studs. You know, obviously, if you got some injuries, you know, grab your guys off the wires and get it done. You know what I mean? And all you can do now is put them in the right position and hope for the best. You know, you've done the work all season. You've got the team that you need. You made it to the playoffs. Now you just got to try to win it.
Oof. Oof. I got tangles, my friend. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we shall see thee on the next one
in the playoffs. Peace.
Check out fourthandflex.com, where you can find our YouTube channel, become a subscriber, and you could win free prizes such as signed jerseys and anything in between. That's fourthandflex.com. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to your boys. Enjoy the show.